People Helping People, a program bridging the community with local organizations and nonprofits making a difference in the Bay Area. If you or someone you know would like to get your messages on People Helping People, please email us at contact@poly923fm.com or desipeoplehelpingpeople@gmail.com. Here are your hosts, Larry Walling and Greg Pirillo.
Bali 92.3 FM, you're listening to People Helping People. My name is Greg with my co-host Larry. Welcome.
Good morning, good morning.
It's good to be with you, my friend.
And same with you, bud.
So it's Labor Day weekend. I can't believe this summer. Wow. It's not officially over, but like it's sort of like the unofficial end of summer.
It's
you
over,
know,
it's over, man.
The weather stays sort of the same until the end of the month.
And I thought it was fallish. Didn't you think it was kind of fallish?
It's gotten a little cooler at night. It's gotten into the 50s.
And it was breezy at my house.
Waking up in the morning, it was 58 the other day. I think on Wednesday morning it was 58. It's been like that, which I don't mind.
Yeah, I don't either.
But it's usually, what is it, September 21st is the first day of autumn?
Yes.
So anyway, we got a couple weeks left of the official summer, but it's sort of the symbol of summer's end when you get to Labor Day weekend. But hopefully those who are out and about this weekend have safe and happy times.
Yeah.
Barbecues and parades and activities and such. Enjoy the last moments of summer.
My family's going away for the weekend.
Where are they going?
My nephew, through a marriage to my niece, his dad owns a home east somewhere in the foothills, I think.
Okay.
About 2.5 hours east of here. It's really a nice, kind of like a rural setting. He's got like a ranch kind of thing.
Okay.
And they're all going up there for the weekend. It's my nephew's birthday.
Travis. That sounds nice.
Travis, yeah. I won't be able to go on working.
You have to work. Mm-hmm. Well, I know not everybody's fortunate enough to be able to travel on the holiday weekends, but
true. Not that I really look forward to traveling on this weekend, though.
Yeah, I'm not saying you would, but it's always a lot of traffic. You know, we figured we have a lot of guests in the coming weeks. So
yeah, we do.
Matter of fact, the summer ends.
We are so behind.
People are knocking at our door to get back on the show, whereas in the summer it's hard to get anybody on because everybody's all over the place.
Yeah,
but we do have. Pretty much every week you're going to have somebody new on the show, new topics, and really some old friends down later in the year. But the next couple of months, we have a lot of really great guests that will be joining us.
Yeah, yep.
So this is our last sort of solo show probably for a while.
It's kind of like goodbye.
Not really.
Yeah, but kind of.
Don't scare our listeners. I mean, don't excite
our listeners. I'm saying goodbye to them. I'm saying goodbye to you.
Oh. Because let's just say that we've
been... You're saying that's okay?
Ah, no, I'm not saying that at all.
Ever.
All I'm thinking is that today we wanted to talk, we were having a conversation last week about how difficult life is now for somebody younger, first of all, especially those who are early teens, middle teens, just the way life has evolved, and especially because of social media. So we were saying how you forwarded me an article that I found very, very interesting. Which is, it was titled, A New Way Selfies Make You Hate Yourself, right? So selfie, everybody knows what a selfie is.
And
you take pictures of yourself. And then the first line of the article is, have you ever used a filter on Snapchat or Instagram? Selfie. The ones that make you look like a cute little puppy, a flower-crowned princess, a gorgeous clear-skinned bombshell. If you ever thought to yourself, if I could only look this way in real life, and you sigh and you realize it's not possible. Well, now what's happening is they're saying our selfies are making us increasingly unhappy with the way we look.
Yeah.
So there's been a huge number of people, and I was just seeing this on a 2020 a couple weeks ago, and it's in this article where there's people requesting surgical intervention in order to look more like they do when they use these filters because they want to have that clear porcelain-esque complexion and the color, the rosy cheeks and the, you know, the heavily outlined eyes. This is a major problem because our flaws are what make us us.
I never knew it was that big of a problem though until I got that article in my email.
Who would have thought that? Well, you see, it is. I know that these are problems. There's increasing number of people who feel like they need to make themselves perfect instead of their natural imperfect selves. Look, we all are sort of imperfect, right? Yet in a lot of ways we're great.
That's what makes us unique.
That's what separates us, right?
Truly.
And if you have a slightly bigger nose, or a slightly underdeveloped chin, or if you have thin lips, that doesn't mean that you're not as attractive as those that have those
right.
opposite
That's
qualities.
That's what makes you.
So yeah. more and more people are going to get lip injections mm-hmm. or nose work or skin treatments or tummy tucks or...
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Like,
I do.
And what Botox is a big thing.
Yes, so, Botox, right.
But what's crazy is there's a show on Netflix. If you haven't watched this show, anyone listening should know. It's called Explained. It's 15 to 20 minute segments. They do one new one a week. And what they do is they take one topic, usually a sort of a mysterious topic of some kind, and then they spend 20 minutes talking scientifically about that, explaining the actual facts. So, for example, they did one on Bitcoin, and they talked about what Bitcoin is, because most people don't understand what Bitcoin mm-hmm. is. Or they did, the one on tattoos. They explained tattoos. There's tons of them. But the last one they did is, will we ever live forever?
Forever, yeah.
And one of the things they talked about is that there's advancements in science now, where they feel they can extend life, but what will the quality of life be if you are able to extend your life to 120, right? Mm-hmm. We know the human lifespan is probably 75 average, right? So one scientist is saying we should be working towards getting everybody to live to 75, really. That should be the goal. Everybody to live to 75 so that diseases don't affect them. But then after 75, it's all gravy, right? The other scientists are saying, well, why can't we live to 120 or 130 or even 150? The problem is that our bodies aren't built to do that. So that we're constantly, every day after, really from after you're born, your body is breaking down a little bit. Now you grow and you get bigger, but usually I think 30 is about the time when you turn and, mm-hmm. and you start to turn that corner.
Yep. So you passed that one?
Yeah, I passed that one a long time ago.
I knew it. I was just...
Your hair starts to fall out. Your bones become more brittle.
Yeah.
Your muscle memory becomes, things like that. Your reflexes are worse.
Is that what's happening?
You become more, you have more wisdom as you get older.
Yes.
And you become smarter about certain things, but you're just not as optimal as you were when you were 25, right? Mm-hmm. And yet at 25, you have nothing figured out, really. So it's like
and you can hardly wait until you're older.
Yeah.
It's every year
it's
that
so
goes
weird,
by.
Right?
Yeah. It is weird.
But what they were saying is we've come up with many ways to make ourselves look younger, right? So like whether it's Botox or lip injections or whatever, skin tucks and skin
treatments. I mean, you've seen those lip injections. You look like a bass.
I don't understand why women
like
think
they're
it
like
looks
balloons.
Good. It looks
ridiculous.
Fake. And to me, I'd rather you have natural than look like you have bee stung swollen lips. I don't think
that's
it looks
exactly
natural.
Right. Good way to put it.
And yet that is what they're going for. And I don't understand it. It's like, you look great. What do you need?
Don't either.
And guys do it too. It's not just women, by the way. There's guys doing this as well. But this, what they did say is, to go back to that, finish that point, is that right now we can disguise our age, right? We can make ourselves look younger by doing Botox and there's not as many wrinkles. But it really is only the presence of it, the impression of it. It's not really making your skin better.
Right, right.
We haven't figured out how to take away wrinkles. We just know how to inject you with something that fills in that space until it dissolves and then goes away. And
I have a good way to do it.
How?
Sandpaper.
Oh, God, Larry.
Yeah.
I'm sure that'll
feel good. I mean, it scabs over, but seriously?
It's... missing a layer of or six of skin, but
yeah,
so what?
It works.
But think about that. You can give the impression that you're younger than you are, but your body isn't, right? So you're still aging and you're still internally, you are breaking
older.
Down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it really is only just giving the impression that you are, but in most cases, it's not doing what you intended to do.
True.
So we wanted to talk about how this is a sort of dysmorphia, if you will. They call it Snapchat dysmorphia. It's real.
Yeah.
This is a real thing. People are trying to make themselves look better to appear younger.
Yeah.
And the one other thing I wanted to mention, if you don't mind, am I talking too much, Larry?
You always talk too much.
Do you want me to stop for a second?
No, go ahead. I'm used to it. What would I do if you didn't?
You'd have to talk, actually.
I know.
I think I talked about this on the show in the past. There was a Time magazine last year, I think it was in mid-2017, called, says the first person to live to 1,000, has the first person who lives to 1,000, are they alive today? Is the first person to live to 1,000 alive
I think
today?
You told me about this a while back.
Sorry, I screwed that up so many times, but
you're
you know
right.
my point.
Yeah, you're starting to study, you are getting older.
Yeah, really. And the theory in this article is that they've come up with something that they think nothing has been approved with it yet.
There's sure.
Whatever, the FDA and all that stuff hasn't figured out if it's even some safe
other country
yet.
Will.
But they've come up with something in mice that has paused the aging process. It's able to slow it down to almost to a stop.
Yeah.
Their theory is right now, if they could figure out how to manage this drug, they think they can pause aging for 6 to 7 years with wow. this. So wherever you are in life, if you got this treatment, they think if you're 60 years old, you could pause your aging for 6 years.
Yeah.
The theory is if they can do that, that within those 6 years, they'll be able they'll to have, figure out how to pause another six.
And right? I believe that.
I mean, do too. Is I believe it safe? That. Are we playing God?
Well, they did that when they started cloning.
Yeah, right? That's a whole other story.
There
right?
you are. Yes, I mean, I believe, you know, technology is advancing at lightning speed. And it's just like every 10 years that you live, it's like it took 100 years before, just yeah. 10 or 15 years ago, to accomplish those things. Think about that.
That is crazy.
Well, look at computers. Look at iPhones, for instance.
In the last 10
Mine's
years,
obsolete.
How we've been, did you realize the iPhone's only been around for just over 10 years?
No, I never
It feels
did.
Like it's been with us forever.
I know. But this is it. This is technology. And yes, I believe it to be true.
There's the average age in America is, I believe right now, men are 73 or 72.
No, they're upper 70s.
No, believe
yeah,
it or not.
Yeah.
Not on this show is 73 or 74
well, that show's
for men,
all wet.
78 for women. So the average is probably
That's
76.
Bloody unfair.
Do you know that the average age that you would live to in 1896 was 29?
No way.
Because think about what we've accomplished in the last century.
Well, disease and all that stuff.
Yeah, like,
no
I mean,
cares.
If you got the flu, you were going to die. Mm-hmm. If you got, never mind if you got pneumonia or if you got cancer, there was no hope. You basically were just made comfortable as best they can. But there
yeah,
was also
true.
War that you had to worry about.
Yep.
You know, there's also physical labor that everybody was doing to get. There wasn't machinery to help you with things.
It's true.
So you really were dying of heart attacks. But right now, the number one killer is, well, it's the two number one, two top two are cancer and heart disease, right?
Exactly.
So let's say you mm-hmm. cure cancer, all forms of cancer. Do you know that the average age only goes up 4 years? So in other words, if we cure all cancer, something else is likely to kill us.
Sure.
Right? So they said that like that would change the average age to 4 years for each men and women. Heart disease, same thing. Would mm-hmm. add about 4 years to the lifespan. That's crazy to think about, right? Because yeah. you think if we solve that riddle and we could figure out cancer, then think how long people live. But it's just something else that'll take us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something else will come along.
Yeah, it's called stress.
Something, yeah.
That'll kill you.
But also, with living longer comes the stresses of, do you have enough money to live that
well,
long?
That's true.
Will you not retire until you're 100? If you knew you were going to live to 120, would you retire at 65? No, you probably wouldn't be able to live off your retirement,
retire,
so you have to work.
I retire at 65.
Yeah, but would you have enough money to live?
Oh, sure I would. I'd make a lot of money before I retire.
Because right now, the elderly are the number one strain on all of our taxes, because all of our money is going towards taking care of the elderly.
Do away with them.
Come on, Larry. You know, it's just, there's a lot of answers
I
and
know.
Questions
there's,
that you
there's
need to
always
going to
be. I was talking to my sister the other day about all these different things that are taking people's lives. I mean, a good friend of hers just found out the other day that he's got a brain tumor that's just extremely advancing very fast, very fast. He's only got about 3 months to live.
I have a friend doing the same, just found out the same thing.
Three months, if he doesn't do the treatments,
right.
About a year if he does. But it's always something, eating, for instance. What are you going to stop doing? Stop eating, you
yeah,
know, because
stop
it's killing
enjoying
you.
Life, right.
There you go. So it is. It's always going to be something, though. It's always going to be something.
And it's scary, but they said that two places, there's two or three places on the planet right now where the average age is way higher. One is in Sicily. One is in Greece.
Sicily?
Yeah, there's a place off of Sicily, off the island of Sicily, that is where the average age is 87. And there's a place in Greece.
Well,
where
they
the
say the Mediterranean
is
diet is the healthiest
right,
diet in the world
because of the oils and the mm-hmm. fish, right? And then there's somewhere I believe in Thailand or somewhere in mm-hmm. Asia as well mm-hmm. that the average age is 84.
Yeah.
For some reason those people have tapped into something else, right? They've figured out how to extend life by mm-hmm. eating a certain way and the lifestyle they're living, right?
And the lifestyle, I mean, it's a lot slower.
Yeah.
It's a lot slower.
Absolutely. So you think they've figured it out. So there's probably a way we can extend our lifespan. Maybe mm-hmm. it's eating better. Maybe it's, you know, the natural resources around those people. We don't know.
Yeah.
But they're figuring it out. And I think in the next 10 years, the way that science progresses, that there will be probably a way to extend your life. It's a matter of whether or not it's as good as we think it would be, right?
Yeah,
we always
true.
Think like maybe artificial technology or AI, artificial intelligence, was going to change our lives. And it has in a lot of ways. But it also could be what does us in, because we've
true.
Created now clones. And we've now have scientific, we have nuclear weapons that are capable of things that we never dreamt. We only thought about in sci-fi movies in the
exactly.
50s. And now they really happen.
Yep.
They've actually designed an ammunition or a bullet, I forget what they call it, artificial intelligence, that actually you could program it to fly through rooms and windows to get to somebody's heart.
No way.
Yes. And it's, I mean, there's just different things that we never dreamt could be possible that now from these old sci-fi movies
wow.
that are now happening. So you just wonder if it's not one thing, if it's the other, but also have we created our own problem here with trying to look younger and taking away the natural aging process?
True. Yeah.
I wonder.
I don't know.
What are your thoughts on a lot of that? Snapchat, Instagram, selfies?
Well, I've never been into that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with people doing it if that's what floats the boat. But with me, I never was into that. I don't know.
Think it's a problem?
Well, based on that article, it's a huge problem. What there's a percentage in that article. See if you can find it. The amount of, I think it was surgeries, it jumped a certain percentage in the last year or so.
Yeah,
it was unbelievable.
So according to recent statistics of American Academy of Facial Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery, 55% of facial plastic surgeons reported seeing patients who wanted to improve how they looked in selfies in 2017, which is a 13% increase from 16.
Yeah, you believe that in 1 year?
Yeah.
1 year.
So it's like the more we are confronted with our image, thanks to those apps, the more we're likely to obsess about how we
sure.
look. But it's also, you see yourself more frequently, right? So you see yourself as, you take a picture and you will take 10 of 15 or 20 of them to get the right one,
mm-hmm.
to present yourself in a way that you feel most comfortable being presented, right? To
mm-hmm.
others.
Yeah.
So then people see you as you see yourself. Unfortunately, that doesn't always represent what everybody's looking at.
Right.
You know, the other 19 shots you took that didn't make it onto social media might be what people are seeing all the time. So you might see that person in a selfie, never see them in real life, and then one day you stumble across them and not even recognize them because they don't appear the same way as they do in those pictures.
Yeah.
Which is why that insecurity comes in. I need to look like these pictures that I'm taking, so that way people do see that person.
Yeah.
That's where the problem is. If it wasn't the case and you could accept
it. Well, that's where one of the problems are.
Well, everything.
There are many involved. You're not happy with yourself. You're not happy with who you think you are. You know, we need to be content with who we are. If who we are is not bad.
Right.
But we do, because if we can't, we'll never be happy. We'll never be happy.
I feel like we were talking about it off air. I feel like certainly the most important thing is if you're not happy with yourself, then you're definitely not going to live a fulfilled life, and others are not going to care much about you either, right?
No.
You need to look at yourself and accept yourself. But there's also things you can do to help the way you look and the way you feel without having to go to those extremes.
This is true.
But I just don't think – I think that pressure of social media, I have such a – and it stinks because I work and live in – Silicon Valley and around people who work for these companies. And there's a lot of good that it's done, that social media
has
done.
So what stinks? What do you
say? What stinks about it is that we've used this as an opportunity to define ourselves in a way, or at least try to define ourselves in a way that we see ourselves and what we want others to see. And unfortunately, I don't think you get the real sense of who anyone is anymore. In some cases, they're too forthcoming with their opinions. And in other times, I feel like the way you present yourself with these filters and making yourself look better is providing a false sense of security that doesn't exist when you walk away from the computer.
It's an artificial representation of who you really are. And that's not who you are. And so you're going to be an actor the rest of your life? Put on an act? Wow, that's lousy. I mean, who would be comfortable with something like that?
But we can't change how people are, and I don't think us talking about how you shouldn't be too concerned with filters on Snapchat, I don't think it's going to change the way anybody does
things. I think so.
Maybe people who are teetering on it, maybe. I feel like if you talk to a 17 or 16-year-old person, they might think, well, that's who we are now. This is the way things are now. It's just different times, and you're not adjusted to those times.
You ever think of who we are, though, you and I, doing the show?
I think of myself and you all the time. Yeah, why?
We are the voice of reason.
Listen, we're just two opinions, and in most cases, our opinions are meaningless. A good conversation starter, I think we are.
I think that's very reasonable.
I think we are good starters of conversation. We might be able to get the dialogue moving.
Yeah, you get the juices flowing.
Yeah.
This is what it's all about.
But there's no question that we've become obsessed with our appearance, more so than ever. I know somebody said to me once, there's no doubt in anybody's mind in most people's minds, that our way we look is more important than how we feel, right? There will be a cure for balding before there's a cure for cancer or heart disease.
Oh,
the reason
right.
that
I didn't
is,
even
is because
think of
people
it that
are
way.
More obsessed with how they look than they are with how they feel.
Makes
and
a lot
it's
of
simply
sense.
Because you want to present yourself as what you see in the mirror yourself or what you think you were at your best, right? So the minute you start losing your hair or, and it's not just men, women too, they feel like they need to take, better care of them hair, or they need to get wigs, or they need to get extensions or whatever, so they can appear like they see in their head. And unfortunately, we're so obsessed with our appearance that I do believe we're more worried about cosmetic surgeries than we are with the bigger issues of, having a healthier lifestyle, try and help ourselves live longer.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, I'm aware of the fact that if you're big, if you're overweight or whatever, it's probably a reflection of your diet or your lifestyle in some way. And so that it's helpful to pay attention to that and eat right.
Yeah.
If that's your issue. So I think it's good in some of those ways, but I think people should just be naturally who they are.
I agree. So I think we've kind of spoken our piece on this. So I wanted to take the last couple of minutes to change gears for a moment, because you sent me a really great website called contagious.org. Contagious
Correct.
With a K. So it's regular Contagious, just spelled with a K at the front.
I don't even know how to spell Contagious. How do you spell it?
So what? No, not yeah, not like
how that. You spell contagious.
C-O-N-T-A-G-I-O-U-S. Excuse me. So this is spelled KONTAGIOUS.org.
Yeah.
Inspire contagious kindness is what it says, right? Inspire ordinary people to embrace a lifestyle of intentional kindness towards those outside their own culture, creating a welcoming home away from home for those who are new to our cities. It all begins with a smile.
I am so into that.
Yeah.
That is such a neat concept. Really?
It is.
I mean, can you imagine being in a different country, especially if you or I were traveling around the world? How nice it would be to be accepted. Just
I love
somebody...
this. Kindness
so
is
cool.
contagious.
It
right?
is contagious.
So they're doing some stuff here. Like in September, they're doing a Bollywood dance class you can register for. They're doing in the fall yoga for fun and exercise. Small things done in great love is the quote on the site from Mother Teresa, but there's a whole thing of upcoming events on the website and you can donate to them, but this is really
you
cool.
can be a part of it too, right? I mean, you can go on there and actually, I think there's a place where you can actually get involved in this. It's like a movement in a
yeah,
way.
Absolutely. I'm just looking at it, and it's a diverse cultural group of people on the board.
Exactly.
I mean, really a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
There's volunteers involved. You can volunteer to be part of them. There's a whole bit on there on who they are and what they are. But to give you a background, it's to inspire ordinary people to embrace a lifestyle of intentional kindness towards those, blah, blah, blah. We believe intentional kindness becomes the hope and light needed to open up our communities towards the needs of families relocating across the globe, which is happening more and more, especially where we live.
Exactly.
It uses unconventional and entrepreneurial approaches to encourage the immigrant to assimilate into multicultural mosaic of lives found within our communities. It's art, music, enriching marriages, family life. It's really just a great way of showing kindness. It's contagious, inclusion, all of that. Mm-hmm. I really love this, and I think people should get involved. If you want to get involved in something, and even event-wise, to meet other people that are going through the same things, maybe not in your same culture, maybe it is, but it's just as simple as these are people that are going through the same things you are.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I mean, we're all humans.
I love this. So contagious.org, it's contagious with a K, .org. Check out their website and you can see the events. But I think the good way to start this is that first Bollywood dance class, which really intrigues me. It's on September 8th. It's next Saturday, I believe.
That's true, yeah.
And Ritu Singh is going to be the actual instructor. It's from 6:30 to 7:30 at the Family Life Center in Los Gatos, right by you, Lar.
No way.
And then the yoga one's going to be doing the same thing.
No excuse for me not to go, I guess.
They don't have a specific date for the yoga one yet, but it is in the fall.
And that's the Bollywood.
The Bollywood dance class is next Saturday, September 8th. Yeah. So.
I've never done anything like that.
Check it out, Bollywood dance class. It's our specialty.
It is.
They'll probably be playing our music in the background.
So we would like to have one of the representatives on our show, in the future. So I'm going to see if I can't contact somebody.
Yeah, make yourself useful, Lar. See what you can do.
I'm going to try.
Any last thoughts, Lar, before we leave on this lovely Labor Day weekend?
Absolutely. Smile at a person. Smile at somebody you don't know. Change their life.
Kindness is contagious.
Absolutely. That was my thought.
Yeah. Thank you for what you brought to the table today.
What was it?
You brought that website and the article on the selfies, which inspired this whole show.
Oh, well, that's true, huh?
Right?
That's true. So I forgot.
A rare opportunity for you to shine today. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm smiling. Can you see me smile?
That's right. Yeah. Thanks to everybody for tuning into the show. Next week, like I said, we'll be back at this again. Some great guests in the coming weeks.
We have a lot. We have a ton of people.
New and old. We're going to bring back some old friend of ours as the year kind of goes on because we like to bring them back.
I'm excited. It's been kind of like a dead summer, huh?
It's been quiet,
It's been a downer for me.
So we're going to have a total insurgence of new life in this show in the next couple weeks, as well as some old friends. We're very excited about all that. So hopefully you'll join us for some interesting conversations and topics, but most importantly, a chance for you to be informed and learn about things that are affecting all of us in our community. So thanks to everybody for tuning in, and we'll be back next week with People Helping People.